Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. And if you've been with us for the past 3 hours, well, I'm welcoming Mike and Ruthie to the Up and Running Morning Show. The Hoot is happening this weekend. It kicks off Friday, wraps up on Sunday. It's a really wonderful family fun-filled event. There's something for everyone of every age group. There's a musical petting zoo. There's music for kids of all ages. And of course, Mike and Ruthie will be there along with the mammals, and they'll just be the ambassadors of the Hoot. So you'll see them with their capes and crowns and scepters walking around. And if you could recognize them, you'll see them, because they're the two that their smiles glow brighter than everyone else's.
Well, thanks for that. Good morning.
It's true. Every time I see you guys at the event, you're busy, very busy. Your minds are filled with excitement, things that are important to do. And you still take the time, give me a hug, say, how are you doing? And then move on.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for noticing. It's true. I wanted to make a hat for the Hoot Weekend that said, I love you, don't slow me down.
There's always something happening next at the Hoot.
That's why I mentioned it, because I feel honored that at least you stop and you say, hi, Rick.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Cool. Well, yeah. And you always very generously offer to help MC, but that's one of the things Ruthie and I really enjoy doing. Yeah. But it also keeps us very tethered to the stage. So if we have to go, you know, check the parking lot or some other part of the set, we got to run back to introduce the next band, because we like doing that, because all the bands are our friends, you know?
Yep. Yeah. That's the fun part, too.
Yeah. Yeah. If they weren't before they got there, hopefully they are by the time they're leaving the stage.
Exactly. Do you, with that being said, do you invite anyone you don't know?
Well, actually, Tuba Skinny's playing.
That's
and
one band
we
we've
don't
never met.
Personally know really? Them. We okay. have a lot of friends in common. And, you know, it's really an honor to have them come. Yeah. I love their music. So we're really excited to meet them in person. And I think is, you know, I don't know all the members of various bands, but usually we know at least one member.
Which is the solid connection to both of you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a band called Guachinangos that features some members of another Son Jarocho band that has played the Hoot. And a past Hoot performer, Lau Noah, is coming with her friend who kind of accompanied her as a videographer, now is playing the Hoot.
Oh, wow.
Carolina Mama, and she's got Lau in her band. So it just, things do develop once you know a bunch of talented musicians, and they keep creating side projects and spinoffs. I believe Bridget Carney has Benjamin Lazar Davis in her band, and I've known him since he was a kid.
Yeah, and members
and,
of members
played
of
the Hoot in a different band. And,
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're members of Rubble Bucket and all sorts of luminaries in her band, that she's like, this person could do a set and this person could do a set and this person, because I was like, oh, if you had only told me a month ago.
But, yeah. Well, but Bridget got a new album, a bunch
so
of
the
great
circle keeps
music
and expanding.
Yeah. And Bridget Carney is the bass player in Lake Street Dive, formerly of Joy Kills Sorrow.
Yeah. Lake Street Dive is playing Madison Square Garden this September. Isn't that nuts?
What do you know?
I know.
Yeah. That should be really cool. And I wish them nothing but the best. And
absolutely.
Maybe we should go and support them.
It's on my calendar. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I did put it in the calendar. My daughter was like, what is this LSDMSG on the calendar? I had to decipher it for her.
Yeah.
Could mean so many things.
It would be
monosodium glutamate.
Lysergic, what? No.
Speaking of which, Steve Pultz. Steve Pultz is going to be there.
Yes.
And we just played Steve. He is, well, I know about him. Why don't you tell the people about Steve?
He plays the guitar, he sings, and that sounds pretty average. But he's anything but. I mean, this guy, he has decided at the beginning of every show that it's the best show he has ever played, and that is the truth. And each one is completely unique. He's funny. He's heartfelt. He's revelatory. he, you know, he sings original songs. He even composes them right before your eyes. Pretty much every time I've seen him, he's made something up on the spot that was darn brilliant.
Now, I've seen him play a song that I laughed till I cried.
Yes, exactly.
And then the next song was...
Cried till you laughed. I know.
You got it.
That's what he does. He's a master storyteller. And yeah. he really connects with the moment and each audience every night. He's probably my favorite performer on the scene.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that might be kind of the epitome of what Mike is looking for when he's booking the acts for the Summer Hoot. Mm. Because, you know, really all the people that are coming that we know, and particularly the ones that have come back more than once, are really have some element of that. Just a real authenticity to what they do, whether it's super authentic to an old tradition or just super authentic to themselves as a songwriter and a human being, and then just that ability to be in the moment and relate.
You just described Jay Unger and Molly Mason, The Big Takeover, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, all in one group.
Mm-hmm. I got the best email for, you know, the Egremont Barn over in the Berkshires. Yes. We sent Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys there on Sunday. They usually do karaoke on Sunday, but I was like, these guys are looking for some local gigs while they're in the area. And Jenny over there was like, yeah, bring it on. But she's like, do they have any draw? Like, is anyone going to come? And, you know, we beat the bushes a little bit for them. And the show started at 7 p.m. on Sunday. I got an email from Jenny at 7:15. It just said, best band ever, which made me really happy. Yay. So the Hoot bands are spreading into the region.
Cool.
And already starting the good vibes.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys from Michigan, Seth Bernard and Jordan Hamilton, who are both fantastic.
One plays the cello.
Yeah.
It's like a hip-hop cello virtuoso.
Yeah, he came last year, and this year Seth Bernard, who plays guitar and writes songs, and they really have bonded as a
And it's a
duo.
Really unique thing
totally.
That they do. It's very heartfelt, very cool, and they're talented, period.
That Michigan scene is so deep and rich.
Is it?
And they come right out of Michigan, the two of them. Yep,
absolutely. And I think they'll be sort of circling the area before arriving at the Hoot to play Saturday and Sunday. It's a lot of great stuff.
Now, the Summer Hoot is 3 days of live music, nature, and community. Tell the folks about the nature and community part.
I'd love to. So the Ashokan Center is in Olive Bridge, New York. It's 385 acres of beautiful forest, creek, and meadow, lots of wildlife. It's a beautiful place. Once you step foot there, you feel sort of just held by the universe. I think there's something very safe welcoming about it.
I know
it.
I'm not the only one that as soon as they get there, they look for turtles. Not the only one.
Nice.
We've got a lot of great different species of turtles at Ashokan for sure. And there's a guided hike to Cathedral Gorge, 12:30 on Saturday, with Del Orlowski, one of our year-round educators. He has had a lot to do with the beautiful gardening at Ashokan as well, and he'll be giving a tour of the vegetable garden on Sunday, where you can throw some freshly picked stuff into a smoothie. So that'll be fun. Year-round at the Ashokan Center, there are educational programs for kids, mostly 4th, 5th, 6th graders who come for an overnight experience, which is really transformative. These kids are coming with their class. So, you know, picture that age and the dynamics of a classroom. Suddenly you're outside and suddenly, you know, maybe some of the kids who excelled or did not excel in that classroom, maybe that's flipped when you're outside, or maybe you just make friends in a different way when you're challenged through these team building type experiences and nature exploration. So this is really important work that's been going on at Ashokan since the 70s and continues to this day. Schools will be showing up in September. So every part of what we do at Ashokan is really connected to education, to nature, to being together, to inspiring learning. And yeah, so the Hoot is sliding scale at the door, but when people pay that full price or pay to be a sponsor or a donor or whatnot, it really helps sustain year-round work that Ashokan does. Mm. And you can get a taste of that connection to nature when you're at the Hoot.
Now, how much does it suggested cost per ticket?
Sure. Okay. So we suggest 90 for the weekend pass, and you can do that in advance.
Well, what if I want to be a day tripper?
That's somewhere in the like 30-ish per day. Depends on the day. And yeah, and you can also show up the day of and literally give what you can at the gate. No one's kept away for lack of funds. We just want everyone to attend and support however they can.
Can I also still volunteer?
Yes, we do have a few volunteer shifts left on the website. Hoot.love is our website for the festival. It'll take you to all sorts of information about the lineup, the schedule, volunteering.
And when you volunteer, what's your reward?
Your reward is you get free camping or a free bunk and free admission and the feeling that you helped do an awesome thing with cool people.
And that's super rewarding.
Yeah.
Well, you also have great food there and a variety of beverages.
Absolutely. Yes. There's beer, wine, cider. There's immune shine. We have an ice cream vendor that we love that comes every year. Blue Pig from way down in Cold Spring. They have delicious.
Are there going to be pierogies there this year?
No, pierogies are not happening. I'm sad to
those
say.
Those are super popular. Okay.
The mojito popsicles are on point. But we will have Samosa Shack is a new addition this year. In addition to returning Veggie Oasis, El Danzante, Mediterranean Taste, and the chicken sandwich guy, and of course the Ashokan Center vending all sorts of tasty things. Also Velvet Moon Coffee. We have really high quality coffee these days with the Hoot, which makes me happy. Might quit drinking it, but somehow still stands before us.
Because their iced coffee is
so good.
Sorry, Mike.
No, I don't miss it. It's strange. I never thought I'd see the day, but it's almost been a year.
So you're over it. Yeah. You've lived beyond it.
Yeah, he'd rather go on the gorge hike.
In fact, I remember popping into a convenience store in Kingston and buying like a dozen cold brews during Hoot Week in preparation, and the gentleman at the counter said, "Are you having a coffee party?" And I thought, in a way, I am having a coffee party, sir. Thank you for asking.
Yes. Nowadays, he has some sort of dandelion party in the morning.
Yes.
So maybe some of you out there can relate. Maybe not. I'm still drinking the Java.
Me too.
God bless you. I don't judge.
And speaking of waking up at the Hoot, there's a gong bath on Saturday and Sunday morning.
One of my favorite activities.
Yeah, sort of. A very relaxing way to start the day with some vibrations.
Yeah, vibrations.
Is it on Sunday? It's followed by Dr. Rob Williams doing about a half hour of breath work with the whole congregation on the field, which is also a wonderful way to start the day. Get that good mountain air in your lungs.
And it is a lovely field. You can bring a chair or a blanket or just sit in the grass. There's a dance pavilion.
Can I bring a picnic?
I suppose you could. Yeah.
I mean, a picnic basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
sandwiches and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just you can't bring your dog and you can't bring, you know, anything illegal
or metallic
or, you know, dangerous. Yeah. So sure. Yeah. And we do hope that everybody supports the craft vendors, the food vendors, and, we hope everyone joins in the late night dancing in the dance pavilion down the hill. Friday night will be Tuba Skinny playing for a second time for dancers in the pavilion. Saturday is the square dance with the City Stompers. And you don't have to have any experience to participate in the dancing. And you will get some experience from doing it. And there's still space to camp if you want to bring a tent. But, you know, I know a lot of locals are listening. So feel free to just stop by for a day or just to see whichever band you're most interested in.
Or just come by Saturday night and square dance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can come for any part. You could just come to Sunday morning yoga with Sarah Trapani. And you know, there are a couple
of refreshing gong bath.
Exactly. Yeah, there's folks who stop by at any given moment.
Sales
are really good this year, Rick. I don't know if it's the lineup, the weather, or just the fact that we've been doing this 12 years, but it's going to be a really hopping summer.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And I've gone to everyone every year, so.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I should get like a.
You should get a medal. A
little badge.
I'll make you a medal.
Yeah, we really should do badges.
10-year.
How many Hoots are you? Yeah, but we welcome the fresh Hootsters who've never been to a Hoot and always wondered.
Well, you guys are standing here this whole time holding instruments, and of course you look awesome, but maybe
that's why we do this.
Maybe the people want to hear something. Do you have any songs in mind? Let's you guys know any songs?
I thought since we're inviting people to a Shokan Center, we'll do this song of hospitality called You Can Come to My House. You can come to my house, hide out in the basement, bitch about the White House, whatever's on your mind.
You can come to my house, we can make arrangements, go out and pound the pavement, then come on back to my house. My house, it ain't much to write home about. Chuck a mattress in the corner, try to get some sleep. You can come to my house, in between the roadhouses, in between the highway miles. Come to my house. Die, but you know what I mean. I'll cook you up some dinner, just tell me what you eat. Don't worry about the dishes in the morning, just strip the sheet. You can come to my house, you can pick some records out. Coffee in the cupboard, whiskey on the shelf. I'll try to keep the children out of your hair in the morning. You come to my house.
Well, thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. 3 minutes of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll be coming to your house. We're looking forward to coming to the Shokan Center, which is in Olive Bridge, New York. It's near the Shokan Reservoir. That's a landmark, at least, for people to know where it is if you haven't been there before. But it's a magical place. And I did mean that about the turtles. It's a thing I do every time. I don't know why. Maybe because I saw them there.
Have you ever seen the beaver?
What?
Or the bald eagle?
I saw the bald eagle once. Mm-hmm.
There are many deer and some bucks with some rather large antlers that I saw recently. I don't know if they'll be making their presence known during the hoot when there's all that activity.
Species of fungi as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
All kinds of excitement in the forest.
So does the ice carver come in the summer?
No, but sometimes we put his ice sculpture from the winter in the walk-in freezer and then bring it out on Saturday night. But I don't think that happened this year because it was sort of a warm winter hoot. And so the ice sculpture didn't make it into the freezer.
Ice sculpture did not survive to make it into the walk-in.
But I think that is my most favorite iconic photo of the summer hoot is his owl ice sculpture from the winter brought out, displayed next to the hilltop bonfire. Yeah. There's just nothing like that. Yeah, only at the hoot.
It juxtaposes everything.
Everything.
Yeah. And I guess, just some years, different special things happen. We'll see what happens this year.
Well, can't wait. It's this weekend. Hoot.love for more information. What time does it start on Friday?
Gates open at 3. Folks will start setting up their campsites if they're camping. Music doesn't start till around 7.
Mm-hmm. And that's Jay Unger and Molly Mason kick the event off.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting in with them some.
Yeah, we'll sit in with those guys as part of the family band.
How cool.
There'll be some great fiddling and great singing. And
they always warm up in a good way. I mean, really. Warm up.
They usually close the festival for the last few years, but this year I thought it would be fun to have them open things up. We're going to have Big Takeover close things down, another local luminary band.
On Sunday. And it ends around that same 7 o'clock mark when the sun's going down. So, that's the scene.
Well, maybe Jay and Molly will reprise their opening set and close with a Shokan farewell or something.
Oh yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, that's quite likely off the stage. Yes, yeah.
maybe we can work up a reggae version with a Big Takeover.
It's got to happen.
That would be now that I've said it out loud. That would be incredible.
Man. And speaking of Sunday, it does kick off with this thing. Well, after the gong bath breathwork situation, we have a thing called the All-Star Kids Set, which is where my family and whoever is around performer-wise on Sunday morning get to sing kid songs that we like or that we remember from being a kid. And it's a really fun round-robin set. We really love that. And then after that, a brand-new show, Estuary Tales, from Arm of the Sea Theater, which is larger than life puppetry. And there is a kids zone where there will be games and crafts all weekend. There will be an instrument petting zoo. All ages get to touch and try different instruments. There will be a hula hoop artist doing a workshop daily on the Saturday and Sunday.
A workshop, that's what we need.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff for people with kids and for kids with adults. You don't have to have kids to come to the hoop, but if you do, it's a good time.
Sweet. Like bonus. Cherry on top.
You don't have to be a kid to take the hula hoop workshop. In fact, she generally teaches adults.
That's what I would figure.
Adults welcome.
Yeah, I just picked up $70 worth of PVC pipe for her hula hoop making project, which will commence probably tomorrow. Yeah.
Do you put like a little BB in there or something?
Remember to make it go rattle?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a chickpea or something?
Yeah, something.
A mung bean.
Mike and Ruthie, our guests here at 98.1 KZE. Don't miss the Summer Hoot. It's on 23 through the 25, the third weekend in August every year. And help them continue it into 25, into 2030, 2050, help it grow and come to the Summer Hoot, hoot.love. You can see the lineup, all the questions that you may have. Most of them get answered on the website, except for the really obscure ones. Like, I won't even go there. So thanks a lot for being here, the two of you all.
We love this station. Thank you, KZE. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. And we'll carry on with some words of our sponsors, and then we'll get back to some musical diversity. 98.1 KZE, hoot.love.